Hey, it's Coach Pete. Retirement comes a lot faster than we realize it will. Wouldn't it be great to be looking forward to it and be financially secure when you get to the magic day? Well, folks, that's why it's important to work with a financial coach who understands the need for proper planning before, during, and after retirement, and why I recommend you call my close personal friend and coach in your area. And in Chicagoland, I recommend you call my local financial coach, John Kelly, at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons here with one of our consumer advocates, Thomas Lipscomb, as well as our national best-selling author, Coach Pete Deruta. How are you doing today, guys?
Doing well. Thanks, Kit.
Hey, you ready for trick or treat?
Oh, I'm
coming up.
Yeah, I've already got a bag of candy purchased and a bowl to put it in, although I'm not sure how much of that candy is going to be left by the end of the month.
The hard part of balancing your candy giveaway is at the beginning of the night, you try to give out not as much because you never know if a lot of people are going to come. And then towards the end of the night, you start giving more out because you realize you have plenty left over. And that has a great comparison to retirement planning and income in retirement. We don't spend as much as we really could if we had a real retirement plan in place because we're worried about outliving money. We'll talk about that later on in the show.
Absolutely. Now, one thing I did want to start off with is this infographic that came out from WeekDone.com. WeekDone just put out a list of 7 things to do on your lunch break. The idea behind the list is that you increase your productivity and mental readiness by following these tips. But when I was reading through them, there are a few of them that are also things that make sense to do as folks are headed into retirement for a lot of the same reasons. So I thought we'd look at a couple of those points.
Okay.
Starting off, eat your lunch and take time to enjoy it. So they're talking about not just grabbing a bite at your desk, but this also plays into retirement because you do want to take the time to enjoy it.
Yeah, it really helps your digestion when you take your time and don't scarf food down. We hear about that too. So yeah, when you're talking about retirement, it's enjoy it. You know, life is a journey, not a destination. No one's in a hurry to get to the final place.
Exactly. Now, this brings us to our next point, which is make sure you're not disturbed. Now, WeekDone is talking about not having your boss come in and ask you for stuff while you're on your lunch break. But this actually, when we're talking about retirement planning, is more making sure that you are not surprised by unexpected situations or circumstances that could overturn the cart that you've put so much time into putting together.
Yeah, it's just important you really pay attention to make sure everything's fine. And, you know, when we get to retirement, which I'm going to give you a sound quip here that I look at as a good sound quip to retirement. This is the day you retire. That's Fred Flintstone leaving work, remember? And so when we get to that part, we will happily approach retirement and have a joyous look on retirement if we have a plan that has been prearranged and in place for us and our family. Very, very important, Kit. That's a great article to expound upon.
Well, that is why it's so important to get that plan into place and get that second set of eyes on your plan to make sure you're on the right track moving forward. Now, if you have a question or would like to qualify for a no-cost consult with a local financial coach, call Coach Pete's personal hotline now, and he'll get you in touch with a financial coach right there in your area. The number is 800 800-604-1099. Again, 800-604-1099. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
It's time for a financial definition. The rule of 100 is a way to determine how much risk you should have in your portfolio. Subtract your age from 100. For example, a 70-year-old would get a result of 30, and that's the maximum amount of risk that that person should have in their portfolio. Use the rule of 100 to make sure you're not overexposed to risk as you approach retirement.
Folks, this is the time of the show where we go out around the world and find someone who's made a difference. I love to do this segment because I talk to interesting people, and sometimes they're so interesting, I want to have them on again and again and again. So we've got a repeat visitor on the show. His name is Jordan Goodman. He's known as America's Money Answer Man for 35 years. You may have seen him anywhere out there in Money Magazine, CNN, CNBC, The View, all sorts of places. And he's written a bunch of books. One is called Money Type. One is Master Your Debt. And one is Fast Profits in Hard Times. Jordan, welcome in.
Great to be with you again, Pete.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing about the money world, it always changes and is always something to talk about, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And this is a very unusual time we've got right now, where in general, the stock market has been doing pretty well lately, but people are literally earning 0% on their savings accounts, CDs, money market funds, and around the world, literally negative yields. There's $12 trillion currently trading at negative yields. You give a Swiss bank a dollar and they say, all right, we'll give you back 97 cents. That's what you so-called earn, is you actually know in advance you're going to lose money. It's a crazy world out there.
Years ago when I heard, I think it was Harry Dent talking about how you were eventually someday have to pay the banks to take your money. I thought he was joking, but he's not.
That's real. Right now, we're pretty much at zero in the U.S.
What about the mortgage? Now, with mortgage rates at all-time lows now, a lot of people are refinancing, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, it does make some sense. If your current mortgage is, I would say, 4% or higher, it's going to make sense for you to refinance. The current rates today on 30-year fixed are about 3.5%. We've never seen that in our lifestyle, Pete.
Yeah, that's
on 15-year, about 2.5. We've never seen that in our lifetime either. So there are going to be some closing costs and points to do it. But again, 4% or higher, and then you're locking in a lower rate. So that's a really good thing to do, because who knows how long these low rates are going to last. The other thing you can do to take advantage of these really low rates today is what's called the mortgage optimization strategy. Now, that allows you to pay off a 30-year mortgage typically in about 5 to 7 years on your existing level of income. You use a home equity line of credit, what's called a HELOC, which is a liquid line against your house. You keep your income, which is normally sitting in your checking account, in the HELOC, pushing down your principal every day. And literally, you're making progress on your principal every day, as opposed to a traditional mortgage. We make very, very little progress for many, many years. So on your existing level of income, you can literally save 25 years off your mortgage and tens of thousands of dollars in needless interest.
You know, I was talking about this 7 or 8 years ago with a mortgage guy I knew, but he tried to present it to his clients and they would all say, too good to be true, scam, not no way. And, you know, they would go ask the banker.
It is true if you do it right. If you do it wrong, it might not work. There was several years ago a place called United First Financial out of Utah that did this concept as a like multi-level marketing pyramid scheme.
Okay.
That was bad. I never thought that was a good idea, because you have gardeners and nail manicurists telling people about their mortgages. But the Truth and Equity people know what they're doing. They've been doing this for many, many years and help you do it right. So the three things you need to make it work are: you have to have positive cash flow, you have to have equity in your house, because you're going to have something to borrow against, decent credit score, 680 or higher, then you can get a HELOC, and then you can make it work. And I bet the majority of your listeners have those three things. So you are literally spending tens of thousands of dollars in needless interest. Wouldn't it be nice to have your mortgage paid off in 5 years instead of 30 on your existing level of income? So truthandequity.com can show them how it works.
When we say need equity in the home, how much equity do you really need to?
Maybe 10%.
So not much. You don't have to have
a bunch
of
your mortgage is typically going to be 80% when you start. They're not going to go up to 100% of the value of your
home. Correct.
They might go up to 90%. So the HELOC can be relatively small, but you just use it many times to kind of cycle off that first. And, you know, it's not that hard, but you don't need huge amounts of equity, just some.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I know one particular organization that doesn't want you to do this.
the banks.
That's right. That's right. So
they love the 30-year mortgage. Isn't it a wonderful thing? All the interest is paid up front. And even better, refinance and start a new 30-year clock all over again. They'll never tell you about mortgage optimization.
I think that's it. Again, folks, we're talking to Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man. I really think, Jordan, it's important that people, when they do refinance right now with rates as low as they are, number one, they look at the no closing cost option versus the closing cost option. But Number two, let's say you did a 15-year mortgage like 4 or 5 years ago, and now you're refinancing to get another 15. Look at a 10-year instead. So you still have that clock in your direction.
I'm big on paying mortgages off faster, as are you, Pete. Yep. You know? My mission has been for many, many years is to help people care and do much better. The steps we've talked about, taking advantage of lower mortgage rates, getting better credit cards, selling your life insurance policies, those things alone could have a huge impact on some of your listeners.
Momentum builds momentum, both positive and negative. And Jordan, I really appreciate your time today. Hope to have you on again in the future. And folks, we'll be right back after this.